Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Carrie Underwood with Out of the Truck on Algoa FM. Keep the messages coming in on Telegram on 0617-940-940. The Nelson Mandela Bay region has experienced some rainfalls recently, and a slight increase in the dam levels has been worth noting. Nelson Mandela Bay municipality has been battling with a severe drought for 8 years now, so this rain is much needed as dams have been drying up, affecting residents and businesses immensely. Today we're joined by SA Weather Service Client Liaison Officer for the Eastern Cape region, Mr. Garth Sampson. Garth, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Mia, and good afternoon to the listeners.
I know that every time somebody sees you, they ask you the same question. With the recent rainfall in Nelson Mandela Bay, are we over the drought?
No, actually, the first question they ask me, when's it going to rain again? The second question is that, well, the recent rains unfortunately fell mainly in the metro and surrounds. That was terrible for informal settlements and low-lying areas. The rainfall in the catchment was not as good as it was in the bay, although some of the dams did lift quite a bit. Churchill lifted from 24% to 30%, Kocha from 14 to 20, and the winner was Grundal from 17 to 34 and then to 72%.
Wow.
On the downside, remember Grundal services Kariga Utneig dispatch area, and the other dams on the western side. I did not mention Luri Dam because that is a balancing dam, and it is up and down between 80 and 100%. But the bad news is our main storage dam, the Mpofu Dam, only rose 0.5% to 7%. And remember, 7% is dead storage. So that water is, theoretically speaking, unusable.
Unusable. What needs to happen? How much, what do we need to break the drought?
Basically, we need the rainfall in the right area. We could have a flood in the bay, and that's going to mean nothing. We need 50 millimeters of rain over a 24-hour period over most of the Lang Kloof, our main catchment area. And for the people that don't know where the Lang Kloof is, it stretches from Kocha Dam, which is in Potensi, all the way to Avontuur, which is just before Uniondale. Then it stretches from the Tsitsikamma Mountains, right the way almost to Willowmore, the Baviaans. So it is a massive area. You can just imagine the amount of water. Try and do the maths. 1 millimeter of rain, how much water will go into that dam. That is what we need. So what we look at is, when you hear the figures on the radio, Carriero, that water will go to the Churchill Dam, and when the Churchill Dam overflows, it will go to the Mpofu Dam, because the Mpofu's got a very small catchment. When you hear Hubertina, that rain goes to the Kocha Dam. So that is basically the catchment area, and we need 50 mils in 24 hours and some follow-up rain.
Someone will ask you, when last did we get proper rains in those areas?
2015. That's right. 8 years we're in this drought situation. We have had little reliefs, but they haven't been the big one. You must remember that when the Kocha River comes down, it comes down in force. And it's got a nickname in Afrikaans, Die Brillende Leeu, and translated to English, the roaring lion. And if you've ever seen the Kocha in flood, you will know why. They built that dam for the simple reason, and the main reason, besides the supply dam, is to save the Gamtoos River farmers from flooding.
Future-wise?
What is looking good, I always say these type of rainfalls like we had the last 2 weekends are rewarded. Incidentally, we're heading for the wettest May since 1944. So that's a good sign. On the short term, the seasonal forecast is for normal to above normal. So that is excellent. But even if we have normal or above normal, we need a big event, pretty obviously. That is the dam filler. The other thing is that the climate experts worldwide say we're moving into an El Nino phase, which looks very good for our region. And they are warning of extreme events. But also remember, on the flip side, moving to an El Nino situation, that means that interior rainfall is going to be less. And we get most of our water from the Gariep Dam. And if that is empty, they're not going to send water this way. And remember, in 2015, Gariep Dam was empty.
Now, how can we play our part? Because we can pray for rain, wait for rain, and watch the numbers, but what can we do?
Okay, firstly, I always like to put the interviewer on the spot. Do you save water?
Yes, I do. I looked at my water bill. It's a quarter of what it was 3 years ago.
Okay. Do you read your meter daily?
I've got somebody who reads it for me.
Yeah, well, no matter what, no matter who's reading it, because you can lose so much water overnight. I one night lost 5,000 liters with a leaking toilet. So that is the way. You can see I am saving water. That is the first thing. But we must also get our mindset right. And unfortunately, in the Bay, we haven't got the same mindset as Cape Town people. Remember, we in a drought, they not in a drought. And I just want to quote you a figure that the usage for us to sustain our western dams, we must use 230 megalitres a day. The average, we're using over 300. Last Friday, we used 306 megalitres. That's 76 megalitres too much. Cape Town, they're supposed to use 850 megalitres. Usage on average is around 800. Last Friday it was 812. They use 38 too little because they've got the mindset they don't want to be in that situation again. So if everybody is water smart, flushing your toilet is 10 liters. 5 flushes is your daily quota. So that is a beginning. Shower with a basin in. Use that water to flush your toilet.
So be water wise. That is the message.
Undoubtedly.
Where can people get more information to keep up to date with everything?
Well, as far as warnings, forecasts go, we've got Weather SA site. And as everybody knows, I've got my Weather Guru site that keeps me extremely busy. And I post videos of events as they occur. And I try and educate the people. And I've got a column in the local newspaper where I also try and educate people on the latest water happenings.
Carl Sampson is the SA Weather Service client liaison officer for the Eastern Cape region. Thank you for your time. Let's hope that the rains are going to be good over the next few weeks.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.